And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
All right, so it's a show special here, the show with Jen and Truda, and it is Truda from the production room at KC1021 here, and today I've got a couple of special guests in studio. This is astounding for me. This is awesome. I got an email about midway last week that said, hey, we're getting ready for the Chiefs-Redskins game, but guess what? There are some special guests coming over from England, of all places, and you guys in the show, you know how much of an Anglophile that I am, talk about England stuff all the time. So it was my pleasure for us to host in studio today some of the guys from Arrowheads Abroad. It is a podcast of Chiefs fans from the UK. They have come over here, brought a contingent of nearly 30 people to see the Chiefs-Redskins Monday Night Football game. And I currently have sitting across from me in the studio right here in the US of A, our new good friends, Brad, Tom, and Dave. Guys, welcome to the United States. Welcome to Kansas City.
Thanks for having us. We're really enjoying it.
So you guys actually just did a podcast here of your own, the Arrowheads Abroad podcast. You recorded a little special edition here and talked about the weekend that you've had in Kansas City so far. First question off the bat is, what do you guys think?
Tom?
Well, special. This place is special. So welcoming. Hospitality has been incredible. And we can't be any more grateful, to be honest, because they got everyone in town has just been so nice, so welcoming to us. And everyone wants to come back already.
Excellent. It's that Midwestern thing that people talk about, that, you know, everybody on the street, pretty nice and helping you find your way and do all that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the first time I've been in America and Kansas City and going to Arrowhead. So it's a lot of firsts that I'm ticking off the bucket list at the minute.
Yeah.
Just what Tom was saying, the people have been fantastic. They speak to you in the street. You know, they make you welcome. They give you advice of where to go for barbecue, you know.
Of course.
We've had so many different, you know, you've got to go here, you've got to go there, you've got to go. So we're trying to get through as many as we can over these next 4 days.
Yeah.
Or the last 4 days. But it's just so difficult because there's so much choice.
Yeah, you know,
there's
right.
So much choice.
Let me ask you this. So let's start off with, how did you guys become Chiefs fans in the first place?
Right. So mine's a bit of a weird one. Is a guy I went to high school with. We used to sit next to each other in registration in the morning. And we were the lucky registration class where we got to sit in the IT room and mess around on the computers before school started.
Okay.
So like one morning I'm caught him messing around on like fantasy football on NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay, what's this? This seems pretty interesting. So I sort of started playing fantasy football with him and a couple of other guys from that class. And then like after a few weeks, I was like, okay, I should probably start like picking a team to go to. And then like I asked my friend, he sat next to me and he's like, oh yeah, I'm a Chiefs fan. So I was like, okay. Because obviously I'd never really heard of Kansas City prior to that. So yeah, he was like, oh yeah, you should watch a game. And this was like back in 2006 now. It just happened to be that we were playing the Broncos on the first ever like night Thanksgiving game.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yes.
In 2006.
And he
was
like,
I'm going to be watching this game. You should come watch this game. Yeah. Watch that. And
but that must have been in the middle of the night for you.
Yeah. It's like those games are like 1:30 a.m. for us. So they're not easy. But yeah, stayed up and watched that. And yeah, just from that moment on was just absolutely hooked on it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Hey, look, it's hard enough for me to stay up for Monday Night Football, and it airs here at 7:30, so, you know. How about you guys? Tom, Brad, where did you guys become Chiefs fans?
For me, it was a lot more simpler. I support Arsenal. They're my Premier League team. I know you support City.
That's so you can leave now.
Yeah.
It's nice to meet a fellow City fan here in Kansas City, so that's gone well for me.
Yeah,
you want to talk Arsene Wenger next? Is that
Wenger out. because Arsenal obviously play in red and white.
Yeah,
I wanted
to
support a team that wore red and white.
Right, sure.
And at the time, early 2000s is when the Chiefs were particularly good on offense with Trent Green, Priest Holmes, Tony Gonzalez, that offensive line.
It's pretty high flying, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, why not just pick, they wear red and white, they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a glory hunter, I suppose, you could call me. And yeah, and never looked back.
I'm sorry to say I picked City for the same way, because you wore Sporting Blue from Sporting Kansas City. And so I thought, well, it's kind of a good team to have in your back pocket.
It's not a bad team to choose at the minute.
Yeah, well, you know, right. And Brett, how about you? How did you become a Chiefs fan?
Mine was purely by accident. A bit like Dave, really. I originally was just, I watched the Super Bowl quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I think the first Super Bowl I watched was in 2010. And I promised myself then that whoever was going to win the Super Bowl that year, I was going to support.
Okay.
And I think that year was the Saints, wasn't it?
2010, yeah, probably sounds right.
The emotional side of things.
Oh, sure, yep.
Obviously with everything that happened with New Orleans that year. And I never went through with it. And I just thought, oh, I'll wait till next year. And I did the same thing. And the next Super Bowl, again, didn't take it on. You know, I just didn't have this connection with a team. And it was around about 2012, I think it was. And I watched, just stumbled across a program called A Football Life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about Marcus Allen.
Okay.
And it was all about the Raiders and his rough time there that he had, you know, with the owner and everything. And all of a sudden, this team appeared right towards the end of this program. And I thought, who is this team? You know, I've never heard of them before. Normally you hear about the Raiders and the Cowboys and that kind of thing.
Sure.
And when Marcus Allen made that switch to the Chiefs, it was like a revenge story.
Right.
He wanted to get revenge on the owner, the Raiders owner. And I love a revenge movie.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who knows me, I love watching all these revenge films. And that played out like a revenge film for me. And from that point, I just thought, I've got to know about these Chiefs. And when you start looking into the players that played there, the whole organization as a whole, it just felt like a family thing, family organization. Right. I just thought, this is my team.
Yeah. Hey, look, any Chiefs fan will tell you, any way we could stick it to Al Davis, believe me, you're on the right track, my friend. That's right up there with it. So you got to have some barbecue when you were in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. You went to the World War I Museum you guys were talking about. You got to go to the Liberty Memorial. That was pretty cool for you guys.
It's just been an emotional rollercoaster this whole weekend, I think. And we always have a laugh that it just seems to be getting better every time. It's just notching up a level each time. And everybody who's with us, I mean, it's not all English people. We actually got a talking Welsh guy as well, haven't we? Which he'll probably appreciate. You know, give him a shout out.
Yeah.
But it's just been emotional, really. That's one thing I'd describe Kansas City, and it's such a proud city as well.
Right.
That comes across in waves for me.
You know, it's interesting because to give you a little something back, you know, you guys talk about and you got to see a Royals game as well. You actually saw probably the last game with the core of Royals players, Hosmer and Moose and Kane and those guys being with the team. That's something that Kansas City fans would die for, to probably have seen the game. I was sitting at home in my bedroom watching that game myself. But you guys all became fans of this team and of Kansas City stuff right about the time that KC itself kind of experienced a renaissance of our own, so to speak, the Royal success, the fact that we built things downtown like the Arts Center, stuff that you may have seen and passed by that you may not know exactly what that is. But these things put us on the national stage in our own country. And it's interesting for us to see is you guys, as outsiders, so to speak, coming into our city and becoming fans of it about the time that the rest of America really kind of learned that we were here as well. And they go, oh, Kansas City, you're in the middle of the map. Yeah, we kind of forgot about you for a while. But it is kind of cool to see us on that. You know, the Royals playing on that stage, the Chiefs doing so well this year. It kind of comes along at a pretty interesting time.
Sporting KC as well.
Well, I mean, originally, when I started watching it, people used to look at me and go, why? Because this was in the Chiefs had gone 4-12 and 2-14 and the Royals were losing 90 games a year. And people were just like, of all the teams you could pick, why? And it was just like, well, stick it out. I'm sure the good times will come round. And especially with the Royals, the faith was rewarded a couple of years back with the World Series. So, yeah, I say it was because I say a bit more into baseball than probably these two. It was a bit emotional yesterday being able to be there at the final game. You know, my first time going to Kaufman's, the final game for a lot of those guys. So that was pretty cool.
There's key word again, emotional.
Yeah,
just seems as though it's just gone right the way through this weekend. I think.
Right, exactly. So you guys got to take a tour of Arrowhead. And then tonight you'll do some tailgating before the game and get the full Arrowhead experience, right?
Yeah, we can't wait, to be honest.
Tom, you've actually been here before, but it was under a little bit lesser circumstances. It was a noon game. It wasn't quite the big event that this was.
Yeah, absolutely. When I come before, it was when the Raiders weren't very good. The Chiefs were pretty much out of playoff contention. It was the only year that we hadn't made the playoffs under Reid.
Okay.
And so the stadium wasn't full. It was a bit of a somber atmosphere. It was a blowout as well, so it was over and done with quite early.
Right.
So the stadium wasn't particularly loud, it wasn't particularly full. So I didn't come away disappointed. I still had an amazing time, but I felt like I didn't get the full experience where I accept that tonight I'm going to be blown away completely with everything that's going on, and I'm ready for my ears to bleed.
You guys are aware that we have been named the loudest outdoor stadium in the world now. We set the record.
Oh, we use that a lot.
Yeah.
Use that a lot. Yeah. It's what we cling to in the UK as well. Yeah.
So it's funny because I'll tell you a story. You two just played here a couple of weeks ago, and we get to go backstage before the show, and we were talking to their tour manager, and he said, "Oh, we're going to play pretty loud tonight. We're going to play about 103 decibels." And we looked and we said, you know, did you see that poster on the wall that we set 142.2?
We can take it.
And it's like, yeah, we're not going to be that loud. So we blew away even you two, which I think is a pretty good thing.
Anything to stick one to Bono.
All right, so do you have a prediction? How do you think the game's going to go?
I mean, it'd be a miss if we predicted anything other than a Chiefs win.
I think so at this point, right?
Know, especially after seeing the Royals lose yesterday, I think all the bad luck's out of the way now and only good things today. So, yeah.
That's right. That's
hopefully the Chiefs will win and do it in style as well. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
See, I disagree. I don't want the Chiefs to win in style. I want the Chiefs to win dramatically. I want it to go down to the last play of the game. Either way, either Chiefs need to score or Redskins need to score. As long as the Chiefs win, I want it to be close because I want the stadium to be loud. I want it to fourth quarter. Right. I want the Arrowhead crowd to come into it. I don't want to blow out. I don't want this game over at halftime because I don't want it to happen what happened before where the stadium kind of dies a death a little bit. There's no need for the crowd to get louder.
I
want it to be intense, hostile, right up until the last play.
I'm predicting that Josh Norman is overrated. I've been saying this right the way through our podcast, and I still say he's overrated, and Hill is going to have him in his pocket tonight.
And I'm like, Tom, you do realize we just changed kickers. I don't want anything to come down to a last-second kick, so please, come on, for my sanity, really. It's really been great having you guys here. Welcome to Kansas City. I'm sure you've heard that numerous times before, but it's so great to get to talk to you guys, and I'm really glad that everything has basically met or exceeded all of your expectations as well. Because you said it, Kansas City, we're kind of a jovial bunch. We're pretty welcoming. We love having you guys as part of our – it really is a big family. It's a 2 million people family here in town. It's the big small town, as we say. But really, glad to meet you and have a great time tonight.
Thanks very much for having us. Thank you very much.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.